Welcome to our 3 minute therapy podcast, which I do weekly with my co-host. And I'm Dr. Michael Edelstein, a clinical psychologist in private practice. My co-host is Mick Berry, actor, musician, and REBT expert. So what's REBT? REBT stands for Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, which was devised by Albert Ellis in the 1950s. Albert Ellis started a pioneering approach to therapy called rational emotive behavior therapy. And it's based on the idea that our emotions don't come from our thinking, but as Epictetus, Stoic philosopher, said, it comes from emotions don't come from our behaviors, but as Epictetus said, it comes from our thinking about behaviors, situations, and those kinds of things. So REBT is based on a few premises, and that is the kind of thinking that creates emotional disturbance is thinking in terms of demands and musts. There are three main demands. I must do well and get approval, or else I'm no good. You must treat me well, or else you're no good. And life must be fair, easy, and hassle-free, or else it's no good. Mick, did you want to add anything to that?
Just that the principles of REBT are very easy to understand and apply, and profoundly effective in helping us attain and maintain mental health.
Yes, and the reason it's profoundly effective is because our emotions come from our thinking. So if you change your thinking, then you make that profound change in your emotions. Today we're going, Mick?
I just wanted to say, I think the reason it's profoundly effective is because it zeroes in on that. It recognizes that and it employs that.
Yes, and it employs it and it is similar to cognitive behavior therapy, but it goes beyond cognitive behavior therapy in a number of ways. And to read more about those ways, you could do a Google search on my article, 5 Major Differences Between REBT and CBT, and you'll see some of those profound differences. Today, we're going to be discussing spirituality and how REBT views spirituality. And I looked up the definition of spirituality, and it says embodying the human spirit, which doesn't tell us very much, but I looked up human spirit, and it says individuals embodying resilience, creativity, empathy, courage, and potential. So according to this definition, I assume if you have some of those things, then you're spiritual. And just about all of us, unless we're at death's door, have potential, then you could say that we all are spiritual. Mick, did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, well, the thing is, if we look up a definition, that will be the definition in the dictionary, but there's also the widely understood definition, and that often is not what is in the dictionary, and the definition in the dictionary comes from what people understand. The definitions in dictionaries can change if people in general understand it to be something else. Eventually the definition in the dictionary will change. The definition in the dictionary is simply a reflection of what is most widely accepted. When I hear people talk about being spiritual, what I usually understand it to mean is mystical. When people are talking about spiritual, they're talking about their soul or their spirit or what goes on outside of their body and their awareness of the universe and in touch with all beings and human and non-human and things like that, which I find to be very unverifiable, and by mystical, I mean some, well, quite speculative and with no proof of veracity whatsoever. That's how I think of spiritual. Now, the definition you said of spiritual, which I think was something like our, did I'm,
Resilience, creativity, empathy, courage, and potential.
yeah, well, now all of that I can get behind. So I think that what they're talking about is things that are not physically tangible, but definitely experienced by all people. So by that definition, I think what we could do is first talk about REBT in relation to that definition.
I think that the main thing REBT would say about that definition is that if you would like to, if you aspire to have some of these things, if you aspire to be resilient, if you aspire to be creative, if you aspire to be empathic, have courage and potential, then set that as your goal. The first step is work toward a goal, and then do what you can to approach those qualities. And the quality I like best here, particularly the one that relates to REBT, is resilience. And I think resilience means that in the face of challenges, difficulties, and hassles, you don't upset yourself. You don't eat yourself up inside. And the way REBT shows you how to do that is by looking at your demands, your musts and shoulds that lead you to make yourself disturbed about challenges. And that normally is something like, this must not be so hard, or I must overcome this perfectly or right now, or life must not be so hard. So look at your musts, look at your shoulds, question, challenge, and uproot your musts. There are no musts, they're all fictions. There are preferences. I prefer to be more resilient. Then that puts you on the path to trying to learn how to be more resilient and practicing resilience. Yes, Mick?
Yeah, I was going to say that what I like about REBT is I understand it. That, see, the way you describe it seemed a little lukewarm to me. I think REBT encourages people to embrace their passions. And so if your goal is to be resilient or to be, what's another one of the characteristics there?
Have courage.
Yeah, have courage to really embrace it and pursue it with a great deal of fervor, keeping in mind not to become demanding about it. But what I like about REBT is that it does encourage desire and it encourages passion, and it tells us be careful that we don't turn our passion, even our white hot passion, into a demand. The more we want something, the easier it is to flip it into a demand. That's a very human experience, and often people are afraid of their passions, afraid of their desires, but REBT says it's nothing to be afraid of. Embrace your desire, embrace your white hot passion. Practice, practice, practice to not turn it into a demand. Yes, as we have a very strong desire, there's a tendency to turn it into a demand, but as we practice, 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 we can avoid turning it into a demand and keep that desire, and life can be enriching and really enjoyable and just a fabulous experience. Doesn't have to be like, oh, we're walking down the sidewalk and we're having a pleasant day. It could be we're walking down the sidewalk because we want to go for a dive into the river. That's what we feel like doing. This is exciting. Okay, I think I'm kind of making myself clear
Yeah, right. And
here.
if you do have demands, as Mick said, the demands don't help, they don't make sense. And one of the ways, one of the wrong ways to overcome a demand, say your demand is I must be more resilient. One of the wrong ways is to go to the other extreme and say it doesn't matter at all. Who cares? I'll get through life without resilience. So that's the other extreme. So stick to the middle road, which is that which is that I strongly prefer to be resilient, to develop resilience, to face challenges, to face hard objectives and work toward those, but I don't have to. But stick to your preferences. And as you said, Mick, reinforce those strong preferences. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the word desires because it has more passion for, it connotes more passion for me than simply preferences, but that's my own desire or preference.
Yeah. But it's a passionate one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I like to think so. I wanted to talk about what it is about spirituality that REBT does not support.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And that is the aspect of, see, what I often see with people when they say they're being spiritual, they get into magical thinking. And by magical thinking, I mean thinking that is not based in reality, but it's all in our imaginations. In other words, if I am quite infatuated with a particular woman that I want to date, it's magical thinking to conclude, because I have such strong feelings, that means that we have a connection and this connection might work, this connection must work out. Well, no, there's nothing that says the connection must work out, no matter how strong my feelings are. And it's good to pursue something, but when we start thinking that our desire, however big it is, means that something must happen, that's when we get into magical thinking. And often when I see people calling themselves spiritual, they're thinking in very unrealistic ways, like my soul is going to live on forever, or I'm in touch with what's happening on the other side of Pluto, or all of life is glorious if only we could be aware of that. If I'm having a negative view about a particular aspect of life, that's my insufficiency as a spiritual being not to recognize how wonderful and beautiful life is. I will go so far as to say there's some aspects of life that stink and are rotten, and I'd like to change them and get rid of them as much as possible.
Okay, great, great. I don't think I have any more to say about being spiritual. Did you, Mick?
Well, did you have anything you disagree with what I said regarding that definition or interpretation of spirituality?
No, no, that's another one. I think it's valid also. And I agree that dictionary definitions are kind of static, and people you often use words in different ways than the dictionary would say they do. Yeah.
And I would also say, when it comes to spirituality, be careful of the magical thinking, because magical thinking is not based in reality, and that gets us into trouble. And what REBT does do for us is it gives us a clear nugget to interpret things as being rational.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank my co-host, Mick Berry, for an elucidating discussion of REBT and spirituality. And Mick is co-author of a book I wrote called Stage Fright and How to Get Over Public Speaking Anxiety. I'm Dr. Michael Edelstein. I'm the author of 3 Minute Therapy. I have a website, 3minutetherapy.com. Three is the word spelled out. If you have any questions, feel free to put the questions below the screen where our podcast appears. Or you could email me at dredelstein@3minutetherapy.com, and you can get more contact information about me at my website, 3minutetherapy.com. If you have some thoughts about our discussion, please put the thoughts below. Thumbs up if you liked it. Suggest subjects for the future. We often address subjects that viewers recommend. Volunteer if you'd like some free therapy from me and Mick, or you'd like to discuss something on our podcast with Mick and I, let us know. And I'd like to thank Chris Rossini, our tech engineer, for producing this. And subscribe to the 3 Minute Therapy Podcast to stay on the rational side of life.